Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are talking about the metaverse, something that I don't think anybody on this show has any real drive to actually go and experience, but it is going to be pushed very heavily by megatech corporations such as Meta, which is the name that Facebook rebranded itself as, because they're bigger than Facebook now in their mind. They bought the Oculus.
But their other products are just terrible.
This is being pushed by the elite. Davos folk, they want this to happen because this is part of their plan. This is part of their program.
But it's not catching on, man. People aren't interested.
Just like bugs aren't catching on. Just like the pods aren't catching on either, as fast as they would want it to. But it's coming. It's coming down the pike. It's going to happen one day, especially when you consider, you know, you can't go anywhere because you can't afford fuel to get there.
Yeah,
as long as you have someone like me delivering all your groceries, you know, you can stay in your pod and you can stay. What are you going to do in your pod? The one that you can't really move around. You can reach one hand out, touch one wall. You can reach the other hand out and touch the other wall.
You're
going to go in the metaverse to hang out.
So they're getting this thing. And there are these so-called researchers who are going into the metaverse on what is called Meta's Horizon Worlds app.
And where, you know, we quoted her a minute ago. This is proof that what she experienced wasn't even remotely analogous to rape. She had three thoughts during this process. The first one was something like, this can't really be happening. The second one was, this isn't a real body. And the third thought, which no rape victim in the history of humanity has ever thought, was, this is valuable research.
Uh-huh.
That's how you know this wasn't a rape.
And the next thing you know, there's going to be another report by some progressive, some Cenk Uygur type, some Bernie Sanders type. Mm-hmm. He's going to write about how, well, you know what? She really was into it. Because all women are.
Well,
and then it's going to be Handmaidens 2.0.
She did go into a back room with two strangers with alcohol. I mean,
all they were missing
was
the black casting couch, man.
Well, they were black guys apparently, or at least their images
urban.
Were. But the story here from someofus.org. So this is
the actual article they wrote.
This is their 12-page report on what they experienced in the metaverse, and I'm on page number 5 where they've sort of just been talking about Meta and its acquiring of all these VR companies and buying different virtual reality games and, you know, owning these things. And then they go into the claim that harassment and abuse is rampant. Then in the section called sexual violence and sexual harassment, there's actually written trigger warning in all caps. So for all those who are just too sensitive to even read the description of what happened in the metaverse here, they say minimal moderation allows toxic behavior to thrive, normalizing sexual harassment, especially toward female-appearing and female-sounding avatars. In May of 2022, some of us researchers, and it's spelled, by the way, S-U-M, of us, went into the metaverse and were astonished by how quickly they encountered sexual harassment. The disturbing accounts below.
Their first time on the internet?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, must be. Or maybe it's their first time in any kind of an environment with other people on the internet.
Any female who has ever created a Facebook account or an Instagram account knows that it doesn't take long before she's being sexually harassed.
And this is metaverse. This sounds just like that one researcher who walked through, put a body cam on, and walked through the streets of New York for like a whole hour,
mm-hmm.
and she recorded all the dudes that were
catcalling.
And she was all upset about the sexual harassment, and there was no one put a hand on her. None of it was bad. It was all, hey, girl.
Sure.
And she was mad about that. It's the same thing here, except it's 12-year-olds.
The disturbing accounts below offer a deeper glimpse into the harmful sexual content on a largely unregulated metaverse.
That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah, they want the government to come in here.
And I've got, and by the way, I have their list of three requests that they want to get
from the government
to make happen.
Yeah. So then they get into the story, which you already told us about, Conan, about the woman who went into a back room at a party where she was quote-unquote raped by these two torsos, by the way. Again, no legs, no genitals, nothing like that. And then they actually link to the clip here. But then there's more where they talk about the woman we spoke about a few months ago. So the beta tester for Horizon Worlds filed a complaint at again, when this was in beta, that her, quote, avatar had been groped by a stranger, unquote.
I don't like this. You know, as you said that, as you described her being raped, and it occurred to me that, you know, you could say she was digitally assaulted or digitally battered or something like that, but then you realize how absolutely moronic it is. Like, I play online games, and a lot of those I do player versus player content, and I get killed by other players. But to say that...
I got killed on the internet, right?
I can't come into work. I need some time to cope because I
got
just
killed.
Got murdered. It's absolutely insane.
And then teabagged.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one would take it seriously. Everyone would say, what the hell are you talking about? Get back to whatever it is you're trying to do. But when it's someone in the metaverse, suddenly we're not treating it like it's just absolute hysteria.
Not yet.
I mean, that's
what's coming.
I'm not trying to defend the teenagers or whatever and their bad behavior on the internet here, but you could argue this woman asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to say that in the digital sense.
And by the way, she turned, we you're talking
turned
about
it
her,
off.
She turned her boundary, her,
right.
her physical boundary.
The article comments on that. It says, quote, the Some of Us researcher noted how quickly she encountered sexual assault on the platform after another user encouraged her to disable the personal boundary setting. So she was manipulated by another user to turn off the setting that would have prevented the horrific rape from occurring, because the boundary setting prevents other avatars that you aren't friends with from coming within a 4-foot virtual foot radius.
And by the way, Ms. Researcher, it sounded like teenagers to me. You got manipulated. You got groomed by some kids.
I think she wanted it to happen.
I think she wanted it
she
to. Handmaid's Tale 2.0, I'm telling you.
She turned off the personal boundary and then proceeded to go into a private room with two men who she did not know. You know, like, you just broke all the rules of real life, girl.
But this is 2022. Here's how rape works in 2022. If you feel remorse the next day, if you feel guilty that you had that one night stand with whoever,
even though you consented at the time.
Even though you consented at the time, and maybe there were drinks involved, maybe you were completely 100% sober, but if you feel guilty the next day, that's rape. That's the new definition.
Yeah,
I have seen people legitimately try to make that argument, and it's disturbing. It's rare, and I think those people are generally considered to be on the fringes of, you know, this ultra feminist wave or whatever. But there are people out there who legitimately would make that exact.
This is not only is this part of victim culture, but this is also scapegoating. You made a mistake. You slept with that person. And now you feel guilty about it, and now you want to pass the blame because you feel guilty. It's scapegoating. Yeah. So, I mean, no.
You deal with your guilt like everyone else.
Walk a shame. Walk your ass out at that dorm room.
And then do
with your hair all weekend. With your hair all rumpled, and yeah, because you know you're gonna be with someone else in the next weekend.
So again, the beta tester, they complain here because remember this other person said she was quote unquote groped by a stranger during the Horizon Worlds beta test.
She has nothing for the stranger to grope.
That's right.
These avatars, although they have hair and, you know, facial features, they have no distinguishable features that one can say are male or female.
No, they look female.
Is it because, but they don't have breasts?
Yeah, I think they do.
By the way, the one spectator that has the bottle of vodka looks like a female to me.
Oh, really?
Maybe I could be wrong.
Meta, they claim, not only failed to take action against the aggressor, but actually blamed the beta tester for inadequate use of personal safety features.
Well, which you deactivated. Which you deactivated, woman. The last groping, or whatever it was 3 months ago. Meta put this physical boundaries in place.
Maybe it was already there because, again, they're saying that person didn't even use them or whatever at the time. Another woman in Horizon Worlds reported Nina Jane Patel reported being, quote, virtually gang raped, unquote, within 60 seconds of logging onto the platform by a group of 3 to 4 male appearing avatars.
Teenagers.
She said she was groped aggressively and, quote, verbally and sexually harassed, unquote, becoming a target for suggestive and lewd remarks due to her avatar's outwardly female appearance. The number here is 603-283-6160, and you can join us. They've got solutions, though.
Yep.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can 360. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest report of a supposed rape.
Alleged.
In the metaverse.
And what's really bizarre about this one is that the last time we talked about this, Meta implemented this safety bubble thing that yep. people could turn on to prevent this from ever happening again. And this lady turned hers off.
Yep.
And then complained about the obvious results that happened to it. It's like people wrecked and died in cars. So companies like, okay, well, we're going to invent this seatbelt. And then she wrecked and died. And she's like, I need to sue them. This is the vehicle manufacturer's fault. And their response is, well, you took your seatbelt off. So
that's not good enough. That's basically what they're saying here. And, Conan, you've got the three things that they want to have the government do to get involved in this situation coming up here. We'll share
that's
that with
what
you.
This nonprofit specializes in.
Going
after these corporations. Yep. And one of their requests I'm kind of okay with. But the other two, not so much.
We'll get into that. But I've got a couple more because I'm on this list here. I've got their 12-page report pulled up here, which is
something Metaverse, the cesspool of whatever.
It's called Metaverse, another cesspool of toxic content. And it's like you said, Arias, have these people never been on the internet before? What happens when you take human beings and you eliminate any kind of potential for social like consequences for actions and things that somebody might say? People act differently than they would act in yep. real life. You take away and you give an anonymity to teenagers
yep.
and other badly behaved individuals who know that there will be no consequence for being a real S-head.
And that's exactly what happens. I don't play the consulars. I'm not a consular.
It's happened so long.
But that's where the real pain is with these young kids. You know, throwing out racial slurs and calling you names, and it's just they're just nasty.
This has happened as long as there have been anonymous communications mediums. I remember when my friends and I, when we were teenagers, were screwing around on CB radio back in the mid 1990s. Okay,
crank calling.
Yeah, crank calls, sure.
That used to be a thing. In fact, they had shows of good crank callers. They do it on the radio.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, lady, researcher, you don't have to go to this room.
Nope.
You didn't have to go to that back room. You don't even have to log on. You could have logged off if you wanted to.
They could have, raped her right out in the front of the whole party, right? Like, there's nothing stopping them from doing it.
We keep saying rape. This is her definition. This is 2022 because that didn't happen.
What do you want to call it?
It wasn't even sexual harassment. Right.
They bumped into her.
Unauthorized bumping. Although you could argue it was authorized because she turned off her little bubble.
Yep.
So anyway, there's a couple more examples here. They go on. So apparently Meta, they talk about in the beginning part of this 12-page report that Meta has made a bunch of purchases. Not only did they buy Oculus, the company that was manufacturing and came up with, you know, one of the major players in the virtual reality hardware market. They bought that several years ago, probably most of a decade at this point. But they also have purchased some of the software. So apparently some of the most popular gaming applications that you can buy on the Oculus Rift store is actually owned by Meta. And so one of them is called Population One. Now, I had not heard of this at all, but I went and I looked it up. It is apparently one of these Battle Royale-style games. So for listeners that don't know, Battle Royale-style, it's usually like 100 or 150 players. You start at the beginning of the game, and it might be a 20 or 30-minute timer or something like that. And the goal of the game is to be the last man standing. So you've got to kill everybody and avoid being killed. And essentially, you're forced into a smaller and smaller map as time goes on. So it forces all the players to come together as they whoever remains. And again, only one comes out victorious. Well, there's apparently somebody got groped on Population One, which they say Meta now owns this. Quote, Sean L. Siggins was approached by another player who then simulated groping and ejaculating onto her avatar.
How the hell do you even do that?
I don't know. It's a shooter game.
Maybe that's teabagging in her eyes.
Another player named Marie DeGracia reported witnessing harassment more than three times per week. DeGracia also experienced abuse while wearing a haptic vest when, quote, another player groped her avatar's chest.
Oh, God. You know what?
Okay,
I haven't...
Look.
I
She was wearing the vest, right?
Was wearing a vest.
So she was aware that any sensation that happened to her avatar's breast,
like getting shot in the chest,
she would feel to some extent. I mean, it would vibrate because haptic feedback, but that's basically all it is.
That's just a little vibration.
Vibration. Yeah. And I mean, I can see why that could be, that escalates the experience just ever so slightly, right? The fact
but
that
she put the thing on.
I know she did put the thing on. And she turned off the thing that prevented this person from touching her or whatever. I mean,
well, we don't know if they have that in Population One. It is a shooter or something, so maybe, you know, it's part of the game.
But I mean, she chose to have this experience. She got the experience she was looking for.
Yeah, you went in a game where the majority population of the players are teenage boys.
Yeah.
And you picked a female avatar.
Series
presumably.
Of bad decisions so far.
In a game where probably the median age is 14, and, you know, you get what you get.
You know what? I haven't played World of Warcraft in like 10 years. When I was just leaving, Blizzard had just introduced the headset option, the chat option. So before that, it was just text.
Mm.
But then everyone started really jumping on the headset option. So you actually could...
You could speak to somebody.
You could speak to someone, and you were actually realizing that women actually play World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
When I was playing, only a couple of more months after they introduced this new option, women in World of Warcraft, in my experience, were choice. They were choice players to team up with. It was like, oh my God.
You mean they're really good?
No. They're women. Oh, this is a cute little girl. I can tell by your voice.
I saw something recently, though, that's really fascinating. I think it's probably true. It's that, it is true that a lot of guys will want girls on their team just because of their voices or whatever. And, you know, they're simps
or
whatever.
They're simps. They're, yeah. They're,
okay.
But you do have a lot of guys out there who hate playing with girls, and anytime
unless they're a healer,
wrong,
unless they're a healer,
no, they hate it then, because if anything goes wrong, they immediately latch onto the girl and blame them, and the reason for it is because the presence of women in these male-dominated areas. It makes men feel inadequate when they suck at the game.
Really?
They're embarrassed.
Maybe that's these two guys that we saw in the VR.
There was an actual study done on this where, like, high-skilled male players, they never were hostile to the female players. It was always the underperforming males who were.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. But that's, you're liberals. You're soy boys. Well, anyways, in my experience, the girls were always sought after. We were always looking for real life girls to add to our because we were
something
guys
nice to listen to.
We're guys. Mm-hmm. We it's nice to actually talk to someone who's not a female character. I'm watching booty and breasts all around me, but it's some dude.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's actually refreshing to actually have a real female on the other end. So I don't know what it's become from 10 years ago when I was playing, but
well, it's not good.
It's that. Well, what? I'm not trying to defend those guys. Those two guys. I think they're nasty.
Yeah, sure. But that's what you get.
That's what you get on the internet. But you don't have to be in that room. You can log out.
Anonymity.
Walk away.
Yeah, you know, combine teenagers with anonymity, and you're gonna get some ugly stuff. There's more coming up here in moments, and you know what? The government isn't gonna be able to stop it.
Let's try.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News. The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here at 603-283-6160. Coming up, the response from the government that these busybody activists want to happen because somebody on the internet offended them in the metaverse. That's what we've been talking about here with you tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Also, your phone calls, of course, are welcome at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to go to El Conejo. He's on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, El Conejo.
Hi, guys. Hey, Captain, did you mention that you grow, you raise rabbits and chickens?
It's Conan. Captain is on the weekends. Conan's here.
Yes, rabbits and chickens. I'm actually getting out of the meat rabbits. I've decided that they're a little more work than I'm interested in. Chickens are so easy to, I mean, it, not to say that rabbits aren't easy, but I'm looking for as easy as I can get. So, yes, rabbits and chickens. And some cats, too, but I don't eat the cats.
Well, I wish I could figure out a way to get a hold of Jay Noon, because I think he raises animals, too. But the reason I'm calling is the Monero community, the privacy cryptocurrency, is trying to build a parallel economy by filling that food provider gap. So if any farmers or ranchers out there that ship direct to people's doors, sell high-quality produce, would it be okay if they called into the show and gave their contact information? Because I don't, there's too much social media, and I don't think farmers and ranchers are necessarily on all of the platforms.
If they themselves call in, they can plug their business. But if someone wants to call in and like give a catalog of all the guys out there, it would be better if you got on our social media and just wrote something up. But yeah, if the actual rancher himself or the, you know, the homesteader himself wants to call and says, hey, look, I've got yak, I've got bison, I've got whatever, and
yeah,
I can...
I don't want to turn this show into swap shop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not really the point of this program. I mean, most farmers have internet access, you know, these days. They're fairly technologized. I don't know. Technologized.
But yeah, if a yak farm wants to call in, I would love to talk to him, and then he could plug his guy, his farm while he's at it. But yeah, we're not Craigslist.
Feel free to you know, make a post over at social.freetalklive.com or on our forum at forum.freetalklive.com, and I don't know if you're going to get anything out of it, but there's probably actual like internet places where you can go and find farmers. I'm just going to guess there's internet forums and places where people hang out for all kinds of different things.
I've Googled local farms in like Cheshire County right here in Keene,
yeah.
And I've there are catalogs that list all of the little hole-in-the-wall farms that are selling. Some guy might be just selling soap. And then some guy over here is selling everything under the sun.
Yeah, the farmer's market.
Milk product.
There.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds. But, I mean, there's little hole-in-the-wall stores that I have never... I didn't even know were there.
Hmm.
And they're listed on these... So I know these catalogs exist. But
okay. Well, the community starting campaign, if you're willing to sell for Monero, we're looking for you. We've got e-commerce help, and if you want to be a distributor, find us on social media.
Cool.
Just reach out to the community.
And how do they do that?
Well, if you...
I mean, saying find us on social media doesn't really do much.
You can reach out to Monerotopia or Gratuitous.
You guys
XMR
got a website.
On Twitter? No. This is just kind of a recent thing. We're lining up customers right now, so it's kind of lower risk for people to get involved. But on Twitter, you can reach out to Gratuitous XRM.
Okay.
And Gratuitous is actually already got farmers lined up in El Salvador for coffee in Colombia. So they've already been doing this.
Okay.
You can actually tip the farmers with XMR or Monero with the QR code on the bag.
And for listeners that don't know, Monero is the world's top privacy coin out there in the market right now.
It's my favorite cryptocurrency.
I recommend people who actually do want to do this and do it more effectively should move to New Hampshire. If you're a libertarian-minded person, we have a community of people who do care about privacy, do care about cryptocurrency, many of whom are farming types. So you mentioned Jay Noon, for instance. He's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. There's also Bardo Farm, which is regularly at what they call market days here in New Hampshire. They make the rounds. They go to Manchester. They go to Keene. I'm sure they go to other market days. And
they certainly go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I'm looking forward to it because they make awesome breakfast tacos.
Yeah, they're there every time I've been at the market days this year. They've been out on in Westmoreland at their market day in the Keene area, and they bring out fresh meats from their farm and I think some other stuff too. So I believe they will accept various cryptocurrency, so I would be shocked if they don't take Monero already at this point. Thank you, El Conejo, for the call tonight. But if you want to have a real community of freedom-loving people who appreciate local foods and appreciate cryptocurrency, you've got to migrate there. I mean, it's one thing to live out in the middle of nowhere and order your stuff from online. If you can do that with Monero and have it delivered to you, that's great. But there's nothing like going to a community market day where you can actually look at the product and talk to the farmer and do the transaction direct right there, including paying with gold or silver or something like that. That happens here.
That is hard to beat.
Yeah, it really happens here, and it's a regular occurrence. And as more people start moving here, the stronger that community becomes, the more economic strength that it has, and the more those people that are doing those services are going to be able to make without ever having to sell a single thing to anybody outside of the community, which is a cool thing as well. So, all right, Conan, let's get to their supposed solutions. They've identified so many instances of people getting their feelings hurt.
Oh, my.
Quote, unquote, raped.
I know,
in
right?
The metaverse.
This is what they want. The report noted three key measures that should be taken to regulate the VR universe.
Mm.
First, according to the report, regulators...
None of this, by the way, involves personal responsibility. None of these three measures.
No. Because nope. Scapegoat. Because victim. That's not how 2022 works. This is a new...
Blame the corporation.
...world we've entered into.
Yeah.
Blame everything except yourself. First, according to the report, regulators must address the predatory, anti-competitive practices of Mark Zuckerberg.
How is that going to change anything?
And by the way, this is a progressive some of us, there are extremely. Oh, yeah. I've looked at their board. Every one of them, Democrat, progressive,
sure,
lefty.
Yeah.
And here they are. These are the guys you were screaming. Oh, it's a private entity. You know, they could do what they want. They could kick off whoever they want. These are the same people claiming it's a private entity. Da 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 da.
Twitter.
And here they are saying regulators need to regulate Mark Zuckerberg because, sure, he's anti-competitive.
Well, they want to go after the companies they don't.
Is he private or not, people? Because if he is, you need to walk away and shut up. But no, that's not what they want. They want their regulated safe space, their huge safe space universe.
But none of these things are going to create a safe space. None of their proposals. Not a single one of
them. That's how government works. That's how government regulation works. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's already Decentraland and other competitors to Facebook's Horizon.
Yep.
That Mark Zuckerberg will never be able to take control. No matter how anti-competitive he can never take control of Decentraland because it's decentralized.
And you know what? He wants this too. He's part of it. He's a puppet. He wants these regulators to come in and
sure,
tell him how to do business.
More regulations just means fewer competitors.
I don't think he cares about Facebook anymore, man. I think he's doing what Jack Dorsey and...
He's just in his basement eating bugs?
No, I think he's doing what all of these other, you know, tech giants did. They created this platform. They became ultra-billionaires.
Did they create it? Did they?
Well, I don't care if he did or not, or if he stole it. I don't care, but he became a billionaire at the very least, and now he wants to pursue the projects that he's passionate about, that he cares about. For him, it's VR. For Jack Dorsey, it's blockchain.
I don't know.
For
the guy
Elon
is just,
Musk,
the guy is just, he scares me just looking at him.
He's Elon turning Musk, into, it's space
he is
travel.
Becoming data every day. Every
right, so what
day.
Else? What's
second, it is alarming that to this day, the U.S. has no adequate data protection laws to safeguard consumers against abusive data harvesting practices across platforms, allowing companies like Meta to sell data to third parties with little oversight. Now, I kind of agree with that a little bit, that these people are selling my data.
How is that going to stop croaking in the metaverse?
Exactly. It's really, why did they even add this second part?
None of this has to do with
croaking. But again, it's a private entity. If they want to sell my data, it's in the EULA. I signed the damn EULA to get into this thing.
Yeah. They were going to sell your stuff.
I knew it. And all the apps that I've downloaded on my phone.
If it's a free app, you're the product.
Are they putting forth any sort of argument about how that will prevent groping?
No, because the groping is a red herring. It's not about the groping. It's about regulation. That's what these people do. That's what some of us do. They get in bed, or they make these articles, they write these crap articles so that they can regulate corporations that they don't like. And that's the bottom line.
There's one more. We'll continue here in moments, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open and you can join us here in the remaining moments, which are happening now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Oh, yeah. And Cody.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we do not do any regulating of our chat service. And really no regulation, with the exception of spammers, on our social media.
There was a special room created for one individual who was just, you know, just a little out there.
What are you talking about?
Mouth breathing. Dullard, who doesn't talk to us anymore.
Oh, you're talking about, that was back in the Discord days.
I don't think he ever joined Element.
We had to do some regulating on Discord because they're a centralized corporation and they had all these stupid rules. But ever since we started our own server, we have just been completely hands off. There's literally no moderation. I have done zero moderation of that server over at chat.freetalklive.com, and you will encounter trolls.
Oh, yeah.
The most moderation that I've ever seen was us trolling the trolls by changing the name of one of the chats.
That's right.
That's the only, quote, moderation that I've ever seen.
You get that over at Free Talk Live, the chat service. You can learn how to get connected over at chat.freetalklive.com, and it is definitely not a safe space.
Nope.
And if you can't handle that, you don't belong on the internet.
Nope. Get off.
Tough up. But no, there's these wussies over at someofus.org. It is a group of, you said, total leftists, Conan, that have been, quote-unquote, studying the metaverse. And shocking, they've found that there are some rude people that are hiding behind their terminals.
I don't even know how rude their behavior actually was. I mean, it wasn't polite, but it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't hostile. It didn't do any damage. It was just...
Well, I mean, it's rude to be mean on the internet.
Get on Call of Duty or whatever with some of these kids and start losing. And watch these kids blow up. Watch them flip out.
They're going to hate you if you start winning, too.
Well,
you don't have to listen to their voice chat.
Number three, the third reason that
these are the solutions that they
want implemented.
The first two of which will have absolutely no effect
on groping.
groping in the metaverse.
Not at all. But this third one might. As the Digital Services Act, the DSA, gets written into law in Europe and other world governments, they must use this landmark legislation as a blueprint for how to regulate big tech companies in their own jurisdictions. And now I've gone over to the digital strategy.
Digital services.
To see what their policies, what kind of policies they want to implement, and I'm still trying to work my way around their website.
This just talks
this is a European strategy that's already in effect. They're already coming down, the hammer is already coming down.
All this says here, kind of, I'm on their 12-page report, and it says, once the DSA kicks in, Meta will be forced to make serious changes, such as constraining its use of data to target ads. For instance, it will be obliged to stop targeting ads to minors, and providing more transparency about how its algorithms are designed and operate.
Which, how does that stop groping?
It doesn't.
How does anything that the DSA
Nothing.
Wants to implement, it's not about groping. It's all about control.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I'm just shocked they would be this transparent. They write this lengthy report.
Clickbait.
About how big of a problem, you know, groping and rape is in the metaverse. They blow it completely out of proportion, and then they present three solutions, none of which have absolutely anything to do with the problem that they just outlined. They couldn't be more transparent that they're using the existence of, quote, rape in the metaverse to push something they already wanted to do.
They're
neocons. They're Dick Cheney's going, we can't let this tragedy go to waste.
The solution, it was already in existence, and that was that boundary button.
Yep.
Which she turned off.
The solution was to grow a pair and learn how to interact with other people on the internet without feeling like you were gang raped by four strangers because they brushed past you aggressively in a video game.
Well, the World Economic Forum has a proposal that is in regards to this.
I'm sure this is
reported by CNBC during their conference that they had about a week ago. New laws, they say, should be created to prevent people from committing crimes such as quote-unquote murder in the metaverse.
Wait.
That's why I play video games. Come on, man.
Would this apply to World of Warcraft, though?
That's why I play. Know. That's why I'm on the internet to get killed and to kill.
Is there a murder feature in Horizon Worlds that we don't know about?
I don't know, but there is a World of Warcraft.
Or is it
player or whatever you said the other one was, person one. Whatever.
Or is rape murder now?
Or is it if somebody comes over and acts like they're stabbing you, even though there's no function whatsoever for that in, you know, Horizon Worlds? Because there's only certain acts that you can do, right? Like the programmers have only allowed you to do certain things. If you feel like you got murdered, is that going to be a crime now?
I guess.
Like they kill you and it pops up on your screen, disconnected from server, and then you can never log back into that server, because that sort of thing already exists, like hardcore Minecraft multiplayer servers. They do exactly that, where if someone kills you in the game, it disconnects you, and you can never join back.
The metaverse refers to a virtual world where people can live, work, and play via an avatar. It doesn't actually exist yet, says CNBC, but tech companies are investing billions into developing the technology. There are a number of safety concerns, however, associated with its development. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos recently, Omar Sultan Al-Olama said the realistic nature of any metaverse that does... Has he used Horizon Worlds? Because it doesn't look very realistic.
This whole thing, they're going to create this regulation mechanism, and it's not going to work, and it's all going to blow up and be a great big disaster because this metaverse nonsense, it's just the tech world's NFTs. That's all it is.
I think it's more than that. But it's going to take a lot longer than I thought to actually get up off the ground and
run. Yeah, it's not going to be this cycle.
Nope.
He says it's going to allow people to be terrorized in ways that aren't currently possible. He said, quote, if I send you a text on WhatsApp, it's text, right? It might terrorize you, but to a certain degree, it will not create the memories that you will have PTSD from it. But if I come into the metaverse and it's a realistic world that we're talking about in the future, and I actually murder you, and you see it, it actually takes you to a certain extreme where you need to enforce aggressively across the world, because everyone agrees that certain things are unacceptable.
Holy crap. Ari, why do you watch horror movies?
I don't know. Because I enjoy them.
Because you enjoy that thrill of being murdered. Because that's what it's all about.
I don't think that's it.
Some people do like the jump scares and they get their pulse running.
This guy obviously couldn't watch a horror movie if he wanted to. He's just a timid little guy.
He urged that the International Telecommunication Union, the UN Specialized Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, to have a conversation on setting international safety standards for the metaverse that people must adhere to regardless of where they live. For instance, there are common standards on the internet that prevent things like drug trafficking and child pornography, which obviously...
How do you traffic drugs on the internet?
There was one of the things in this 12-page report talked about how when they went into a party, there were drugs on the table.
You mean, how do you traffic drugs in the metaverse? Because you could do it on the internet, of course. Yeah, exactly. How do you do it in the metaverse? Unless it's fake NFT drugs.
How do you do it on the internet? You can't send someone cocaine via email.
Yeah, but you can send through the mail.
Get them high
with that. Through the mail. That's not through the internet. That's real world trafficking, not internet drug.
Maybe you can touch them on the haptic vest and they'll get like a little buzz.
Ooh,
off of that.
I like that. Because that's what it's all about: video games and drugs. And one of the guys, one of the Davos guys, that's his thing. He's like, these are, you know, we've entered into a new era. There's only one real solution now, and that's to, you know, there's no big wars to kill off all these people. So what would he have? We have the internet, and we have video games and drugs.
Let me bring Jack on the line here in Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So if I'm reading, I think mainly Ian Wright on this researcher reporter, I think she actually got into the upper torso thing and was like, if I'm reading you right, she got, like, into it. And then she had, like, a natural feeling like that college student would have and felt guilty afterwards, and that guilt.
I don't think she got into it. She went in there expecting what was going to happen.
She did it for
research. That's why she was researching this. And she turned off the security mode, the safety mode.
Yep.
And she went into a private room with a couple guys.
Yep.
She didn't know. And she wanted to record what was going to happen. And they got themselves the video clip they were looking for. This was a total setup from start to finish.
Well, she might have enjoyed it, though. You never know.
She enjoys that paycheck she's getting from some of us, her nonprofit. She's probably paying herself very well.
I don't know how she possibly could have enjoyed it because nothing happened. There was no thing.
That's what I said. She enjoys the paycheck. She enjoys that check she's getting.
Some people bumped into her in a video game, and that was the full that's the full extent.
They said hurtful things.
They were nice. They're like, hey, you want some alcohol?
Out of time tonight. Thanks, Jack, for the call. Appreciate it. If you want to join us tomorrow, we're going to be here. You can do that online in the meantime. You can find us over at freetalklive.com, where we do have a social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. You sign up there. There is just one question when you sign up asking why you're joining. Just make sure we know that you're coming because you're a listener of the show, because we don't want to think you're a spammer, because we keep those people out.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again,
877-279-9422.